It's the Brewers taking on the Reds. Would you like to see Eric Thames hit another home run? Okay.
And here's a high drive hit to right, and it's 1-0. That looked like a hanger.
That was a spinner.
He didn't miss it either, hitting it into the second deck in right field. Only the second home run that Amir Garrett has given up, but number 9 for Thames and number 6 of those 9 against Cincinnati pitching. Fly ball center field, hit it well. Hamilton looking up, it's gone.
That hit the scoreboard.
Straight away center field. 3-run home run by Perez on pitch number 1. And they are rocking Amir Garrett here in the first inning.
I'm not sure if I've seen one hit up there.
Here's a fly ball hit back into deep left field. At the wall, Duvall, and it's gone.
Wow.
It is almost incomprehensible that this guy hit 4 home runs in 5 days and 5 home runs in 4 days in Cincinnati, and they still haven't figured out a way to pitch to him. I mean, that's almost beyond comprehension. It's 6-1 on Thames' second home run of the night, and the second time he's hit 2 home runs in a game against the Reds.
Garza with a long stare into Pena as he comes back set, staring right at Votto at second base. Now the right-hander to the plate. Hammered high and deep to left field, going back, and it's gone. 3-run home run for Scott Schebler. And it's now a 6-4 ball game.
Balls are jumping out of here, aren't they?
Oh, baby. Now Garrett will go to work again. Line drive down the left field line. That's a fair ball, and that's going to score the 7th Brewer run of the night. Into second with a double is Perez, and he is just wearing out Reds pitching.
Brewers outslug the Reds 11-7. Eric Thames continues to mash. He ties a Brewers franchise record for fewest starts to reach 10 home runs in a season. Thames reached the mark in his 18th start. That ties Russell Branyan from the 2008 campaign. Ryan Price's team fell into an early hole from which they could not recover as they gave up 4 runs in the first on the strength of 2 Milwaukee home runs before ultimately falling on Monday by an 11-7 final. Here is the Cincy skipper on the setback to Milwaukee.
He pitched more behind today, a lot more off speed, it seemed like to me. And the mistakes he made got hit. You know, I mean, he made a couple of mistakes, just threw a strike slider to Thames that he hit out on 3-2, and then had him 0-2 and threw a backup slider that just stayed on the plate that he hit out the second time. First pitch changeup to, Perez for the 3-run homer. You know what, but he competed. You know, I felt bad that I had to leave him out there to give up 10 runs. We just were really short in the bullpen today. So, you know, it might do that to a veteran pitcher. You hate to do it to a rookie, but there were some really limited options. And thank goodness for, you know, Ariel Hernandez, that he was able to go and suck up, you know, 2-plus innings, or we would have been in real trouble.
Ariel Hernandez, I'm not sure you can get a better big league debut than he put out there today. We saw in spring training, command has been his problem in the past, but it seems like he has really put it together in a short period of time.
He has. I know he did a lot of really good work with Danny Darwin in Double-A, getting his delivery figured out, you know, because I think he wants, in the worst way, to throw the ball over the plate. You know, it's a big fastball-curveball combination. I mean, it's every bit of 96 to 100 with a power curveball. As good a breaking ball as we have in the system, and the challenge was getting him in the zone. And Danny's been working on him with his alignment, and he was sensational today, and couldn't have come up any bigger, really, in that situation. If he would have struggled today, you know, it would have eviscerated what we have left of the bullpen, and he sucked it up and did a really, really nice job.
It had been relatively smooth sailing for Reds rookie starter Amir Garrett to his big league career, but he hit a major speed bump on Monday, giving up 9 earned runs in the team's 11-7 loss to Milwaukee.
Just wasn't myself today. You know, everything I threw, they were able to hit. You know, they were able to capitalize on a lot of my missed pitches, which I had a lot of today. But, you know, it's going to be days like this. But, you know, it's how you bounce back, and I'm definitely going to bounce back from this.
Did it feel like your slider was less effective than it was maybe in your first 3 starts?
Yeah, like I said, I was just missing spots, you know, leaving it up in the zone. And it wasn't normally what I do. You know, I like to get it down in the zone. But, you know, this is just a learning experience, and I'll be okay.
Is it tough going back out there again? Brian said he probably most rookies who probably wouldn't leave in there, but the circumstances.
No, I was okay. You know, I at that point I knew I was trying to go as deep as I can for my team. You know, things like that happen. You know, I wanted to get through as much as I could, but you know, today wasn't my day.
On an otherwise forgetful night for Reds pitching, it was a night to remember for Reds rookie Ariel Hernandez. In his big league debut, he turned in 2 2/3 hitless innings with 5 strikeouts.
Muchas gracias. Tiene que gracias a Dios todo salió bien.
You know, thanks for the opportunity. Thanks the Reds that they gave me the opportunity to be here. And I just want to work hard, and I just want to be here with the team and help the team. You know, believe in myself is the first thing. And, you know, back in Pensacola, I was working with the pitching coach down there and my mechanic. And, you know, thanks God I'm here.
Zach Davies squares off with Scott Feldman coming up on Tuesday.